Okay, this is January, February, March 23rd, and this is Mind is All There Is.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, just a minute ago, Andy said something which was very important to me. Something had happened to him, and he said he didn't know why he left it bother him, because it didn't mean anything. The first lesson in A Course in Miracles is to look around a room and say, nothing in this room means anything. Nothing in this room means anything. The title for the month, remember, is Mind is All There Is. It's your mind that's doing everything. So take a moment and look at those two trophies that are over there and tell me what they do to you. On the thing, there are two trophies there. They mean nothing to us. We have no idea what they are. They're just trophies. Now, to somebody, there's a meaning to them. So you see, we're always putting meaning onto everything. We're doing that with our minds. Now, the meaning that I could put on those is completely different than the meaning that you put on them. So nothing in this room means anything. Most of the things that are happening in your life mean nothing. Mean absolutely nothing. Remember, you're going to go and live an eternity. So this little bleep that you're having right now, in the terms of eternity, mean absolutely nothing. But your mind makes it so important. Your mind makes everything so important, you see. Now with those trophies, if somebody won those for running or whatever they were doing over there, that means a great deal to them. But they're the ones that are putting the meaning on it. So look around in your life and see what meaning have you put on things. And you can always change that. But everything becomes a big deal to us in our minds, and we think all this means something. Most of the things that we're going through mean absolutely nothing. Mean absolutely nothing. But we get so involved with it. And we take everything that happens to us personally. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that we make. We think they're out to get us. Remember, they'd have done it to anybody. No one's picking you out. No one's singling you out at all. So what meaning are you putting on things? And if something is upsetting you and so forth, change the meaning of that. Change the meaning. You have to do that. It's a mental world we live in. It's all done with the mind. The reality that you have is done with your mind. 2 weeks ago, I was trying to recall something that Albert Einstein said, and I may have gotten it mixed up, so here is the real quote. Reality is an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. Reality is an illusion. What you are seeing, what you are doing is an illusion. You are the one that is making up your world. You are the one that's making up your life. You are the one that's putting value onto it. Which, there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to know that you're doing it. And you have to realize that it doesn't mean all that much. And that this is an illusion that you're looking at. And behind that illusion is what we call truth. And that truth is love or God. And that is behind everything. So that's what we're always trying to seek for. That is what we're trying to look for. We're trying to peel away the illusion. We're trying to take the filters off our eyes that we have put there. When I say filters, what are those filters? Jealousy, hate, any of that thing. All the preconceived notions that you have. You have to take those filters away. Have you ever heard a lot of bad things about somebody, and when you go to meet the person, all that comes up, and those are the filters, and then you see the person through that? You don't know that person. You know things that people told you about that person. He's mean, he's hateful, he's this, he's that. You see, and you wear those filters, and then when you see him, you come to that conclusion, instead of letting those filters go and seeing who that person really is. But we do it. And that is the idea that we are living an illusion. We are seeing what we want to see, you see. the world is the way it is because of the way we see it. So when we start seeing the world differently, the reality that we see in front of us starts to change. And that's what the whole idea of metaphysics is. Remember, change your mind, change your life. So you have to start thinking different thoughts. The little paper that I handed out, which came from Michelle, is a very good one to look at. And to realize that you can change something. There is nothing that you cannot change. And why is that? Because all things are possible with this thing that we call God. Now, remember, you can call God anything you want. God doesn't care. But all things are possible with God. And the other thing to remember is that God does not set a precedent. What God did yesterday or a moment before does not have to repeat itself. But we think it always does. And we always look to the past to see what happened in the past so that we can predict what is going to happen in the future. Well, if you do that, you're going to get that. But if you realize that you can make all things new, you can change something. So if you think you're stuck in any way with anything, change your mind about that and say there's another possibility out there. Because that's all we are possibilities. And we live, move, and have our being in possibilities. And we have to be able to see that and know that. And even if we don't see it, start to realize that. Start to think about that. When you think, oh, I only have these two choices. Now, why would you want to limit yourself to two choices if you're living in a field of total possibilities? See, we do that to ourselves. Will you turn and say, I am a God, and I'm going to start to act that way.
I'm a God, and I'm going to start to act that way.
I'm a God, and I'm going to start to act that way.
I'm a God, and I'm going to start to act that way. I'm a God, and I'm going to start to act that way.
I'm a God and I'm going to start to act that way.
Why is this so important to know? Simply because of that little thing that's in the Bible that most people pass over, and all religions pass over. Know that ye are gods. You have to know that ye are gods. You have to start to realize that the only thing there is, the only energy, the only power, the only building blocks there are in the universe are God. Everything is made from God. Therefore, you have to be some part of that. Now, notice, we say, I am a God. We don't say, I am the God. See? Because all you are is God, but you're not all that God is. God is everything. God is everywhere. But you have to start to know that you are God, which means what? That you can be creative, that you can make all things new, that you can heal yourself, you can heal any situation that you have, but you do not have to go to a power outside of yourself to be able to do this. Organized religion and brand names churches would like to tell you that you need them. I am here to tell you that you only need yourself. You see. So you have to start what? Realizing that you are a God, and then start acting that way. So what are some of the examples of acting like a God? Get rid of this notion that this is the way it's always done. That I have a right to feel anger. I have a right to feel hatred. I have a right to do this, 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 and this. have no right to do any of those things. That's a choice you're making. It's a choice you're making. Oh, that person did this so I can act if I can act mean. That's a choice. So if you know, I am a God and I'm going to start to act that way, what does a God do? God is always loving. God is always forgiving. God is always filled with compassion. So we have to start doing that for ourselves and for other people so that it just doesn't keep repeating itself. When I say it doesn't repeat itself, what I mean there is that life doesn't keep repeating itself. That we can actually move forward in evolution. Evolution of what? Evolution of our emotions. Evolution of our thought. So that we can control these things. And realize that we have other choices. That we have other choices. Could everyone just close their eyes a moment? And bring into mind some situation, some problem, some trouble that you think you're having at the present moment. And as you do that, watch your mind start to solve that. And your mind will come up with all kinds of things. But I'm here to tell you, it will never come up with a win-win situation. It will want to make you right, it will want to make the other person wrong. It will want to blame something else, because lo and behold, you cannot take blame for anything because you're angelic. You can't do that. You see, that little part of your mind that we call the ego has to always win. So it's not going to tell you, if you're using it, what all your choices are. So you have to see the movements that are going on in your mind. And then choose out of those and say, no, there's a third way. There's a better way. There is a God way to think about this. And I'm going to be able to look at it and say, I caused this. Because I know I'm always the cause under my own experience. I cannot blame anyone for this but myself. And as I do that, I continue to love myself. Just because I use the word blame does not make me bad. It means I'm taking responsibility for what's going on around me. I'm taking responsibility for my life. I'm not handing that responsibility over to somebody else. And I'm not going to blame anybody else. Because there's no one to blame. Why is there no one to blame? Because there's only one. It's all one. It's all unity. So you have to see a different way. So that you don't go down the same path and just keep recreating the same old life that you've had. So you take those problems, those situations, whatever's going on in your mind, and you start to see, how would God handle this? Now, here's where that wonderful tool comes in called your imagination. We know perfectly well that God doesn't have eyes. But we say, if there is such a thing as God, if there is this power, if there is this intelligence, and it's greater than my intelligence, then it must have an answer. Must have an answer that's different. So then you start to look for that answer and you remind yourself, I'm looking out over a field of total possibilities. The right possibility is there for me. And then let that possibility come to you so that you can change that situation. Otherwise, it's just going to go around and around and around in the same old way. In the same old way. So how do you think that God would solve this? now go back to the statement we made earlier. I am a God. And I'm going to start to act that way. And take that responsibility. And say, geez, I can't do this anymore. I can't behave. I can't think the same way I used to. I can't hold hates, hurts, and grudges. I can't look out and say, aren't people horrible? I have to start seeing God everywhere. I have to see truth everywhere. I have to see goodness everywhere. That is stripping away the illusion. That is stripping away the illusion. This is the only way that you're going to be able to change your life. By changing your thinking. And by using this power. We all want this power. You wouldn't come here week after week if you didn't. So now start accepting that. And start seeing how powerful you really are. And when your mind turns in on you and says, oh yes, but they're going to do this, 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 and that, blah, 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 blah. You have to stop that type of thinking. You're the one that has to stop that thinking. Your mind will drive you crazy if you let it. Your mind will drive you crazy if you let it. Why do you want to let your mind drive you crazy? So say to yourself, I am a God. And I'm going to start to act that way. And I'm going to bring changes into my life. And I'm not going to believe what's going on out there. Everyone else can believe it, but I do not have to. It's the only way. Because this thing called race mind is very convincing. And it always wants to tell you to blame it on somebody else. Always. You can see that recently. Our government is now playing the blaming game. It's trying to put the blame on somebody. Who gave out the money without knowing? Who gave out the money without knowing? We have to blame somebody. Don't play that game. There's no blame. No blame. Your life will change. You will change. And it has nothing to do with what's going on around you. And it certainly has nothing to do with what's going on in Washington at the present moment. Do not buy into all of that. Know that you are a God and that you are creating your reality. You can come back. So all month we've been talking about mind, and now we have to use that mind. We have to become, as I tell you, a witness to your own thinking. And you just put your mind out there, and you see it on a screen the same way you would see something coming across your computer. And if you like what you see, you may keep it. If you don't like what you see, you delete it. And you say, no, that is not what I want. But we don't do that, do we? We think, oh, if it came through my mind, it must be important. Just see how we fall for that little thing all the time? Because we think we're so important. Well, if I thought that, it must be brilliant. I doubt it. You know, there's very few brilliant thoughts going on, people. Why are there very few brilliant thoughts going on? Because most people think from the past. Most people think from the past. You have to think in the now. And you have to think without any background whatsoever. You don't have to fill things in. You have to start. Now, I think at the beginning of the month, I explained to you the idea of stretching your consciousness, which I'm always explaining. And to stretch your consciousness, you have to know that you're part of this whole universe, that you weren't a child of your parents, that you picked your parents to come through. They were vehicles. They were wonderful people. But you existed before them. And you'll keep on existing. If you think that you just have a human life, and that you have a birth certificate, a death certificate, and in between that is some type of a life, that doesn't do much. That doesn't stretch your consciousness very far. So you have to know that you're much, much more. And you can do that. How? By using your imagination. By using the mind itself. And by telling yourself the truth instead of allowing all those lies that you've been taught all your life to be running who you are or telling you who you are. So what do we need to do always? We have to start with ourselves, and we have to start with the idea that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. You'll love this one. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay! So start seeing yourself and your life as mind. As your mind. And what is going on inside of you. Everything that goes on inside of you will outpicture itself in your life. That is an immutable law of the universe. And that is how this whole thing works. But we get convinced by the world outside, who tells us something else. Don't be convinced by what's going on around you. Be convinced what's going on inside of you. And know that you are going to do this. What is some of the things that you should be passing through your mind? One of them, when you get all upset and you think things are going downhill, you have to remember, there they are. Come in. You have to remember that you're always moving from your good to your greater good. You're always moving from glory to greater glory. So if you're having a difficulty and you think, oh, this is the end of it, or if you lost your job, you have to applaud. Jump up and say, oh, thank you. Thank you. Now I'm free for something better to come into my life. Always good to greater good. Always glory to greater glory. But if you listen to the world outside, what do they tell you? Huh, you lost a good job. You'll never get another job like that. You'll never get that. You blew that one. Now you see how ridiculous that is. If we sit here and say, all things are possible with God, that I live in a field of total possibilities, and then you think, oh, well, that's the end of it. You see, how can you think that there is such a thing called God and then think that God can't do something? How can you think that you're God and think you can't do something? You see, you have to be able to do these things. Otherwise, throw God out. No. What good is God? You see? You have to know. I use that expression many times. Everyone knows God's mighty. But do you know that God's useful? Do you know that you can use God? Unless you can prove God and use God, what good is it? It's just a lovely little thing to say, oh, isn't that nice? I can go to church. Isn't God lovely? Oh, I love the murals in the church or the frescoes or whatever. What good does that do you? What good does that do you? You see, you are here on this plane of action to realize who you are, to realize what power you have. That's what you're here for. It's a playground. It's a school. And we're here to learn lessons about ourselves, magnificent lessons, and never punitive. Never punitive. This thing called God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. God holds you in the highest of esteem. So you must start to hold yourself in the highest of esteem, knowing that you're always worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. That you are part of this whole thing. You are part of it, you see. God would be incomplete without you. God needs you as much as you need God, you see. God can only do for you what God can do through you. God only comes through this plane of action through individuals. Through individuals, you see. These are the hands of God. These are the eyes of God. The ears, the legs. You see. So now if you know that, then you have to start doing something good with it. See, it's a choice. It's a choice. But you can't say to yourself, I am a God, and then take this hand and slap somebody. You can't do that. You have to take this hand and love somebody. So you have to turn yourself into what you already are, a God. You cannot become something that you cannot conceive yourself to be. So you have to start conceiving yourself differently instead of this low little human being that every once in a while does something right. You have to know that you're always doing something right. Why is that? Because you have to put your life in divine right order. You have to know that you're being divinely guided at every moment. That what you do is right for you. That there are no mistakes ever made. You see. You put your life in divine right order. Remember the three things that you should live by. God always makes a way where there appears to be no way. What were the other ones, Andy?
You can do this and more. And
it's always done unto you as you believe. It's always done unto you as you believe. So what are you believing about yourself? Now that's another what we call an immutable law of the universe. You see, you can believe anything. You can believe anything you want because you're living in a field of total possibilities. So what I believe and what you believe can be two different things, but you have to know whatever it is that you are believing will be done unto you. So if you think you're an idiot, you will remain so. If you start to see yourself differently, that will have to outpicture itself. Because it starts inside of you. It starts with your thinking. It's always going to be thought, word, and action. Thought, word, and action. So when you know that, you hear again, can take total and complete charge of your life, of your thinking. This is what we want to do. This is the whole idea of this teaching. It's to think the thought that you want to think. What thought do you want to think? I want to know that I'm a wonderful individual. I want to know that I'm having a wonderful life. I want to know that I've never sinned. Oh, that's a big one, isn't it? These are the things. Why do I want to walk around thinking, oh, I'm a bad person. Oh, I'm always doing something wrong. Is this any way to go through life? Now, if that's out picturing in your life, it's out picturing in your life because you're thinking that. So now that you know that you're that's just through your thinking, don't you think you could start to think differently? Or you're waiting for somebody to tell you, oh, you're a wonderful human being. Now, how many times a day did somebody walk up to you and say, you're a wonderful human being? Mm-hmm. Anyone do it today to you? So you have to do it for yourself. You have to do it for yourself. It's a do-it-yourself project. Your life is a do-it-yourself project. You have to do it for yourself. I often say that feelings are the life of the organism. And people are so intrigued with their feelings. Oh, I feel this way. Oh, I feel that way. Da-da-da-da, whatever. Feelings always follow thought. So if you have a feeling you don't like, you have to look to where that thought came from. Always. It can't happen any other way. Feelings do not occur without a thought first. So, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about? What you think about, you will bring about. It's as simple and easy as that. What am I thinking? How many people here are not thinking money? You have to think money all the time. Money, 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 morning, noon, and night. You run that word through your head. You think of money. You think of abundance. And you'll start to have it. But most people say, oh, I never think about money. Do you have any? No. Well, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. Start to think about it. Well, I can't. You can think anything you want. What do you mean you can't? Are you brain dead? You can think anything you want to think. So we want to think those thoughts. Then we want to put that into a feeling. How does it feel to have money? Everyone here knows how it feels not to have money, do they not? Do you know how it feels to have money? Well then, do that. Feel that feeling all the time. Instead of the other feeling. Instead of the other feeling. How many people here are still using, I'm running out of money. I'm running out of money. Now, what do we know about that? That, first of all, it's an affirmation. And if it's in your mind, it's going to outpicture itself somewhere. In your life, in your reality. So when you catch yourself, you have to change that. And what do you change it to? Money's always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a divine surplus. Oh, but my checkbook says it this, that, and the other thing. Oh, now you're convinced by the checkbook, are you? You see, you can convince yourself so easily by looking out into the world. Never look out into the world. A checkbook has nothing to do with your money. Has nothing to do with your money. What has something to do with your money? The way you're thinking. And you have to know that this thing we call God is always the source and the supply of your money. It's nothing to do with a bank. Nothing to do with a bank. Get clear on that. And then look at your checkbook, and you will see that the balance will go up. That the balance will go up, even in this difficult time. This is the time to prove this. And this is the time to save something. How many people are saving that nickel? Remember I told you to start saving a nickel? Why is that so important? because it stretches your consciousness to a consciousness of saving, to a consciousness of prosperity and abundance. If you don't save, you have no prosperity consciousness. You have no prosperity consciousness. You see? How about your thinking when you have lots of money? Isn't your thinking wonderful? Yeah. You see? Keep your thinking that way and have the money all the time. Have the money all the time. The problem with this money situation that people do is because they say, well, there's always the ups and downs. It's always money going out and coming in and this, that, and the other thing. That we go through these cycles, that we do this, that we do that. Why do you have to believe that, you see? Remember my little expression when people do that crap to me? I say, well, thank God I don't live in your universe. Why do you want to live in their universe? If that's their universe and it goes up and down and it goes in cycles and it does all that, let them live there. What, do you want to move in over there in that universe? I wouldn't. You have to build your own reality. You have to build your own universe. You have to build your own world. You see, and we think, oh no, I have to join with everybody else. Who wants to join with some of those people? I mean, really. Let them out there. Let them do what they want to do. But you maintain your own counsel. You maintain your own mind. You maintain your own thinking. Money is always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a divine surplus. These are the things that you have to remember. How many people here are writing on their checks, God bless and multiply this money quickly? Yes, have you run out of money? Have you run out of money? No. You don't run out of money.
God bless.
God bless and multiply this money quickly. God bless and multiply this money quickly.
Thank you, sir.
I did that over 30 some years ago. I learned that technique, and all that time, I've never run out of money. Never run out of money. And absolutely works, because money is God in action. Money is God in action. Okay, now, the other night I was awakened, as I do sometimes, with something. And here's what I discovered with the mind. And what we do, and what we would, and what would behoove us not to do. And the thing that our mind does, it always stops on the negative. Your mind will stop on a negative. Don't let it do that to you. Make it go to a positive. You see what I'm saying? Your mind, if I say, how's the world today? Oh, it's in a horrible shape. Your mind stops at a negative. Make it always go to a positive. Make it always go to a positive. Because you want to be thinking positive thoughts. You want to be thinking good thoughts. You see, do you think that this thing called God has a negative thought? Well, I don't think so. The world would be in chaos. The universe would be in chaos. So we have to train ourselves to stop on a positive note. To stop on a positive note. Can you see the difference that would make in your life? You know, I don't like that person. Change that around. I had a miserable day. The mind stops on positives. Or on negatives, I'm sorry. On negatives. Don't let it stop on a negative. Always change it till it becomes a positive. How else are you going to cleanse your mind for these things? Now, one other thing about the mind. You must look at the mind as a vessel. Just look at it like a fishbowl filled with water. Well, what happens is, with all the negativity and so forth that we keep putting into our minds, that water gets very cloudy. Now that water isn't clear. And to be able to manifest, you have to have a clear vessel. Now, what does that mean? You can have no negations going on in your mind. You can have none of these little doubts and so forth. You know, it's all right to say money is always freely circulating in my life and I always have a divine surplus, but what is your mind saying? Oh, well, that works for him, not for me. Or I don't quite believe that, or I wish that were true. You see, you have to know that that's true. You can't cloud the water. You see, you have to think, what is going on? Is my vessel clean? So that I can receive this energy, this knowledge, this intelligence. You see? But we have to cleanse that ourselves. We have to cleanse our minds. And here again, do that with your imagination. Come up with something that works for you. How can I do that? Just do it. Each and every one of us is going to come up with something different. That's the most amazing thing about this. We're individualized expressions of this thing called God. Therefore, we are each different and the same. We don't all think the same. We think the same. But learn to think correctly. What does that mean? Learn to see the truth in things. Learn to see the truth behind things. Learn to see this thing called God everywhere. Learn to see goodness everywhere. Learn to see love everywhere. Even when it's difficult for you to do that. The same. But we have to start doing that. We have to see things differently. And people. Gandhi said, become the change you want to see in this world. You become the change you want to see. If I want to see happy and honest people, I have to become a happy, honest person. You know, and I have to stop saying people are mean and hateful. The world is bad and all that. There's nothing wrong with this world. You know, they've been saying that since day one. I'm sure Eve looked at that and said, oh, this world's horrible. Not a horrible world. We do horrible things with it, and we do horrible things to it, but it's not a horrible world. And your world is not horrible, and your life is not horrible. You see? So get over those little things. You know, so I guess the whole thing boils down to get over yourself. You see? And start seeing yourself the way you truly are. But do this whole idea of I am a God. And I'm going to start to act that way. So that when you're out any place or you meet people and so forth. I had a dinner party on Saturday night. And I couldn't get myself into it till almost the last minutes. Well, no, it was a couple hours beforehand. I finally got into the swing of things. How did I do that? How did I get into the swing of things and said to myself, well, I can do this, and this is going to be wonderful, and I'm going to have a great time. I used my imagination and realized that God was coming to visit. Now, how would I entertain God? And I was able to do it. I thought, oh, those people are coming. Oh, God, must I put up with them again? You're not going to get very far with those thoughts. You're not going to get very far with those thoughts. But as soon as I realized, my goodness, God is coming to visit. And my other thought was, well, I'm not doing that for them. I'm doing it for me. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy doing this. You see, we always think we're doing something for somebody else. Why don't you know that you're doing it for yourself? You see, I want to do this for me. And then let those people come in. All right. I had these, I found these today. And these were old ones that I've given to you before, but I want to see how many people have been doing them and how many people remember them. How about this one? I congratulate myself often. I congratulate myself often. Do you pat yourself on the back? Do you know that you're doing a good job? Do you know that your life is worth something? You have to congratulate yourself. Because here again, did anyone come up to you today and congratulate you? You see? No, they didn't, did they? Poor, pitiful me, I didn't get a congratulations. Do it for yourself. Congratulate yourself. Don't wait around. I honor my integrity in all that I do. I honor my integrity in all that I do. That was the other thing. I said to myself, oh, am I going to get all this stuff out for these people? Then I said, oh, my goodness, I'll get the silver out. And I thought, oh, I'm not getting the silver out. I'll have to polish it. I went out getting the silver out, and I sat there and polished the stuff. It looked wonderful. Because it's integrity. It's integrity. This one. I am a success. I allow myself to feel successful. I allow myself to feel successful. The life of the organism is feelings. Remember, it's when thought and feeling combine that you get a demonstration. But you have to use your feeling. You can't sit around not feeling prosperous. You cannot sit around not feeling successful and expect success to come to you. And if your mind says, but you don't have a job, you don't have this. I want to get it out of your head that a job means anything. It means nothing. It's like those trophies over there. It's something that you do. It's something that you put importance on. But success and feeling successful has nothing to do with your job. It has nothing to do with your job. But once you start to feel successful, you may get a better job. But you place all that stuff on outside, thinking that the job means something. The job doesn't mean a thing, people. Well, it gives me all this money. Well, good. I'm delighted. Still doesn't mean a damn thing. It's what you're thinking about yourself. Learn to feel successful. Learn to feel successful. These are attracting qualities that we should think about. Thinking how far you have come. How many people see how far they have come? You have to start seeing that. The mind does not want you. The mind does not tell you, oh, look, you've got this award, this, 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 and this, and this, and this. Your mind says, oh, you should get another award. You should be doing more. You should be doing this. Look how far you've come. Look what you have accomplished in your life. And congratulate yourself for that. Pat yourself on the back for that. Speak of abundance. And remember past successes. How many people remember all their failures? But you don't remember all your successes. Why would you want to remember a failure, for God's sake? So that you can repeat it? Why don't you remember the successes that you've had so that you can repeat them? So that you can repeat them. But your mind loves to tell you, oh, well, you didn't do that right. You failed. Here you did. It won't tell you your successes. But yet you rely on it. You think your mind is the end-all be-all. You are not your mind. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours. Your mind is yours to use. Use it correctly. Make it think the thought that you want it to think. Make it think what you want it to think. People think, oh, no, I can't. It has to come. Well, it has to come from where? Where is it coming from? You have to produce that thought. You're the one who has to do that. And then your mind's going to tell you, well, you can't because of this, this, and this. Tell it to shut up. Tell it to shut up. Until you are able to control your thinking, to be able to think the thoughts that you want to think, you're not living a full, joyful life. You're not living a full, joyful life. Learn to think the thought that you want to think, that you are wonderful, that you are marvelous. Those are the thoughts you want to go through your head. Hold yourself in this esteem, in the highest of esteem. Know that you are somebody. You see, and we think, oh, I have to be a celebrity or the President of the United States. I have to be this, I have to be that. You're looking on the outside again. You're looking on the outside again. Learn to love and appreciate yourself just the way you are. Just the way you are. Magnificent beings. This is what it's about. So learn to control your thinking, and your whole life will change. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.